welcome to the Old Time Radio Daily Westerns, the first Old Time Radio Daily Western podcast that brings you a show from the 1930s through the 1960s. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans, and today is March 30th, 2010. Today's episode is going to be brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is February 24th, 1953, and the title is Bullets and Ballots. Now, something I just thought of and I want to put out there, does anybody think that these girls that he hooks up with are a little too easy to sit there and cause that extra music to kick in? Just something to think about. So, again, this is Cisco Kid, so we'll get into it.
Exciting story of the Cisco Kid, Bullets and Ballots. More often than not, elections in the old Southwest were stormy affairs. The dishonest, who had special ends to serve and didn't care how they were served, wanted public officials who would not inquire into their activities. Thus, they took steps to get this type of public official elected. As our story opens, a big-jowled, slaty-eyed man is sitting at a table in the back room of a cafe, waiting. Pleasantly.
You sent for me, Fargo?
That's right, I did.
Sit down, Frank.
I got no time to sit down.
Suit yourself.
What do you want?
How's your campaign for sheriff coming, Frank?
All right.
Done a good job of campaigning. Most everywhere I go in the country, I see the name of Frank Vincent. It's kind of too bad you ain't going to be elected, Frank.
We'll know more about that tomorrow night after the votes are counted up, Momsen.
I know right now. Fargo Momsen figures things ahead of time. The sheriff we got now is doing a good job. He's going to be reelected.
You'd like to have all the cattle rustling keep right on as it is, wouldn't you, Fargo?
Careful what you say.
I didn't say you were doing it, but there are those who do say it. When I'm elected, I'm going to find out.
You better stick to being a lawyer, Frank.
Nope. I'm in this election to win.
You won't withdraw, huh?
No.
We'll see. Come over here, Red. This is Red Alton, Frank. Heard of him, ain't you?
So you're bringing in gunmen, Fargo. Well, that's the sort of thing you do.
Red, take a good look at this hombre so you remember him.
I'll remember him, all right.
I've given him 1 hour, Red. If by then he ain't back here to tell us he's withdrawing his name as candidate for sheriff, you're going out looking for him.
I reckon I can find him without no trouble, Fargo.
I reckon you can. That's all I got to say, Frank. For now.
It's not all I got to say, Fargo. You pestered and bullied and stolen from the people of this county long enough. My first job as sheriff is going to be to come after you and get you behind the bars. I don't scare easy, Fargo. And you're going to find that out.
Dad? Dad, are you home?
Yeah.
Jane.
Oh. I called in at your office. What are you doing out here?
Oh, just thinking things over, daughter.
Do you know who's in town? Red Alton.
Yeah, I know. He's one of the most vicious gunmen and killers in the whole Southwest.
But what's he here for? Is it in connection with the election?
Yes, daughter, it is.
And Fargo doesn't want you to be elected?
No.
I see. Dad, why don't you withdraw? Please, it isn't worth it. You're no gunman. You can't stand up to men like Red Alton. Please.
No, Jane, I'm not withdrawing. The people need good, honest law enforcement in this county. And if they elect me, that's what I'm going to try to give up.
Oh, but
there's no use arguing. My mind's made up.
All right. But you're going to have help. The kind of help Fargo's got. People say the Cisco kids camp just outside of town. I'm going to ride out there and talk to him right now.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Pancho having fun with his little calzado. Look. He go for the bait. And Pancho take it away from him.
That is all very well, amigo, if you want to play with that fish. But if you want some trout to eat, you had better stop playing a game and try to catch him.
Si, Pancho like a trout to eat, but Pancho like to play the game, too. Look. Cisco. Now he come for the bait again. Now Pancho pull it away from him.
Pancho, this is the first time I ever saw anyone fish for big trout and not try to catch them. However, have your fun and I will catch some fish. Hey, look, Pancho, we have a visitor.
Ah, Senorita Cisco.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I will make her welcome, Pancho.
Pancho, stay and play with the pescado.
What is this, Senorita?
You heard
the Cisco here? Si, Senorita. And over there on the bank is mi compañero Pancho.
Excuse Pancho, Senorita, if Pancho keep playing with your fish.
Well, that's quite all right. Cisco. My father's in a lot of danger, and I'm here to see if you will help him.
Well, I will do what I can, Senorita. Shall we sit down on this log?
Oh,
I regret I have no chair to offer you. Now, tell me about it.
Well, Dad's running for sheriff, and the cattle rustlers don't want him to be elected.
Well, I can understand that.
So Fargo Momsen has brought in Red Alton.
Oh, Red Alton, that hombre. See, I know of him.
Well, I'm afraid that if Dad doesn't withdraw, Red will...
Si, Red... Senorita, you need not say it. Your father's name is...
Frank Vincent, and I'm Jane Vincent. Can you help him, Cisco?
We can try, Pancho and I. We'll ride to time with you now, Senorita Jane. Pancho!
Cisco. Look how he fish. Pancho thinks you almost get yourself on the hook that time.
Pancho, no more playing with a little fish for now. Come, we have work to do.
Up, Red.
Yeah. You want me to go looking for that Vincent hombre, Fargo?
You won't have to go look far for him. He just went into his office across the street.
What about the sheriff?
Here, he's going to cause no trouble. He's staying out to my ranch till the election's over.
Well, I'm ready any time you say, Fargo.
You reckon I'll walk across the street with you? I'd like to see this. Come on.
Just let me make sure of these guns. Always pays to see the cylinders are working smooth.
Yeah.
Working all right. Come on, Fargo, come on. Is this Vincent hombre fast with a gun?
He's fast enough. I don't reckon he's fixing to get into no gunfight. Not with you, Red.
Ain't many of them are. It's been some time since I killed a man, Fargo. Been over a month now. Come on, let's get there.
Frank sees us coming. He's getting up out of his chair. What about it, Frank?
I told you what about it before.
Ain't gonna withdraw, huh?
No.
All right, Red, go to work.
Reach for your gun, hombre. I'll do that.
I guess I ain't lost the knack of it in that month, Fargo.
Filled him plumb center, Red. Hell, that gives us the election hands down.
Slow down.
Dad's office
first,
Cisco. Si, senorita.
Pancho.
Hey,
si, Cisco, the office,
boys. Come on.
Santo. Gratulé. Dad! Dad! Madre mía, they say you're dead, Cisco.
I will see.
Oh, those fiends. Those murderers.
His heart is still beating. Senorita, where can we find a doctor? Quickly.
Is Is he lost?
Siva, get the doctor at once.
Yes, he lives just a few doors away. I'll get him.
Si, si. I'm going to loosen his collar.
We lift him up on the desk, Cisco?
No.
Might
be fatal to him to do that. We'll not move him.
Where he shot, Cisco?
I'm not sure, but I think the bullet missed his heart.
Oh.
Must have. He's breathing.
Ain't that Red Orton here a bad hombre, Cisco?
He's a very bad hombre, Pancho. Also, that Fargo Mumpson is a bad hombre. I know of him, too.
Si, he rustled the carrots.
Nobody dares to stop him. Pancho, our work is cut out for us in this town.
The doctor's coming right along, Cisco. Is there...
He's still alive, senorita.
Oh, thank goodness. I'd like to shoot down that Red Alton myself and Fargo Mumpson, too.
Where can they be found, do you know?
Well, Fargo's usually over there in the cafe. Do you think Dad's going to live, Cisco?
I hope so, senorita. But that is for the doctor to say. Pancho!
Yeah?
There is nothing more we can do for Vincent, Senor Vincent now. So let us get over to that cafe.
This the cafe, Cisco, no?
Si, Pancho.
Pancho not see anyone in here.
People are keeping out of the public places today, amigo.
Uh-huh.
You know that Red Alton is in town.
Not good for one, two hombres to scare election.
It is anything but good, Pancho.
Si.
Very bad.
Very bad.
There's another door over there.
Uh-huh.
Let us see what is behind it.
And Pancho, think these hombres behind that door?
Would not surprise me if they were, Pancho. And when I open the door, be ready to draw.
Uh-huh.
Do not know who you're walking into.
Pancho, ready, Cisco.
I hear low voices. Do not believe they're expecting anyone. Now.
Hey, you, get out of here.
Oh. It's the Cisco kid, Red.
Yeah, I see it is. I've been waiting to meet up with him.
You will have to wait no longer, hombre. Stay where you are, both of you.
Can't you watch them too, Cisco?
Mumpson? Senor Vincent was shot within the past hour at his office.
Yeah? Hey, you hear that, Red?
Yeah.
Says Vincent was shot.
Of course, you know nothing about that.
Of course we don't, Cisco.
Alton, I want to look at your guns.
Better be careful, Cisco, or you sure will get a look at them.
Very well, let us see. Stand back, Pancho.
Yeah.
Keep your eye on this other hombre.
Yeah, he a big, fat, good target, Cisco.
I do not think we will have to shoot, for that bad killer does not dare to draw his gun.
Easy now, Cisco. We don't want no gunplay.
Did you hear what I said, Alton? You do not dare to draw. If you do, I'm waiting.
Just about one more word out of you.
Very well, one word, two words, three words. You're a cowardly, sneaking coyote, Orton. Is that enough?
No, Red, no. If it wasn't for Fargo here, Cisco, I'd gun you down the second.
So, Fargo is your master, bad man. Ha ha. It is nice that you can hide behind his orders, is it not? Very well, since you do not dare to draw, turn around. Raise your hands. Come on, turn around. My patience is short. Now I will examine those guns. Keep watching them, Pancho.
Si, Cisco. Pancho, watch like a hawk.
You do not keep your guns very clean, Orton. Also, I find two cartridges missing. That is strange. I thought bad killers like you always reloaded at once. So much for those guns. I'll throw them in the corner. So you shot Senor Vincent, Orton. You may turn around now.
I'm going to do more than just turn around, Cisco.
You want to fight with the fist, eh?
I would accommodate you.
I doubt that. But then I'm going to knock you through that window, Alton, and I'm going to do it right now.
Is this going to do it? Is this going to knock him through the window and he turned the complete summer of the soul?
Now, a word to you, Mumpson. This election is going to be held tomorrow and held honestly. Do you hear me?
Sure, Cisco.
And if I hear so much as one whisper that you are trying to tamper with it anymore, you will get the same treatment your Jack or Red Alton just got. Remember that. Come, Pancho.
But before the election is over, Cisco is going to hear more from Fargo Mumpson and Red Alton. Much more. In just a moment, we'll continue our thrilling story of the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Bullets and Ballots. When Fargo Mumpson, powerful cattle rustler, could not induce Frank Vincent to withdraw from the race for sheriff, he had his hired killer, Red Alton, shoot Vincent down. Asked to help by Vincent's daughter, Jane, the Cisco Kid responded by knocking Alton through a cafe window. Now our friends, Cisco and Pancho, are on their way to Vincent's home.
Pancho never sees Cisco so mad as when he fight that Orton hombre.
See, I was angry, Pancho. Too angry. Anyone is foolish to get so angry.
Pancho thinks Cisco got a good reason. We all finished with our work now, Cisco?
Indeed, we are not, amigo. Our work has just begun.
Oh?
The people of the town know that Red Orton is here, and they know why.
Uh-huh.
We must convince them before they vote that he is not to be feared.
Well, how would you do this, Cisco?
The moment I do not know, Pancho, but I think we will find a way. Oh, Diablo.
Oh, Lord, I look for a way now.
Come on, let us inquire for Señor Vincent.
Si, Cisco, we inquire.
Oh, come on in, Cisco, Pancho.
Gracias, señorita.
Gracias, señorita.
I've got good news for you, Cisco. Wonderful news. Dad's going to get well.
Oh, see, it's good, Cisco.
Oh, that is wonderful news, señorita.
Jane.
Yes, Dad?
Is that Cisco and Pancho?
Yes.
Bring them in here.
Well, all right, Dad.
Well, you are a healthy-looking man, Señor Vincent.
Well, I guess I'm healthy and I've got a right to be after Red Alton's bullets, Cisco. I take you, Cisco.
Si, and this is Pancho, senor.
Buenos dias, senor.
I'm obliged to you both.
Oh, but there is nothing to be obliged for, senor. Anything we can do to help elect an honest man is but our duty.
Oh, but Dad's out of the race now, Cisco.
Who says so?
What? Now, please, Dad.
I'm in this race to stay, daughter, on a bullets and ballots platform.
Oh, dear, I might have known it.
You should be proud of him, senorita. But now that Pancho and I know you still are in the race, senor, we will go right out and start campaigning for you.
I'd sure appreciate it, Cisco. I can't do much from this bed.
Cisco started a campaign by knocking Red Orton through the cafe window.
What?
He do knock
him. Did you, Cisco?
Well, I am not sure that it was wise.
The people have got to know that. If they do, it'll elect me.
We got to do something quick. That story's all over town about how Cisco knocked you through the window.
Oh, he's bragging about it, huh?
Oh, it ain't him. It's that sidewinding partner of his and the Vincent girl. They got people out spreading the story.
I'm getting even with Cisco for that, Falco. Don't think I ain't. It's getting dark now. As soon as it's real dark, I'm going out and fill that hombre so full of lead, it'll take 10 men to pick him up.
No, wait. I got a better idea. I want them 2 hombres at the polling place tomorrow alive. No killings, Red.
But then what do you want done?
I want you to take some of the boys. Go out to Cisco's camp. When they come along, jump them. Gun whip them and bring them in.
Bring them in where?
Best place I know is to keep them in jail. I'll have Pete ride out and get the keys from the sheriff.
That was quite a day's work, Pancho.
Si, Cisco. And Pancho's so hungry, the mesquite tastes like an enchilada to Pancho.
I could eat something myself, amigo.
And Pancho wish now he'd catch that little fish.
We will eat something just the same. We have supplies waiting for it. What is the matter, Diablo?
Loco, I like something too, Cisco. It's all right, Loco. It's maybe the skunk.
Or some other animal. Oh, Diablo.
Loco, now.
It's good to be back in camp, Pancho.
Pancho not like the town, Cisco. Pancho let it...
Santo Diablo, what is bothering you? Do not act that way about a little animal.
Pancho think that... Look out, Cisco, behind you! Come to work, Pancho!
That fixes them for now. Tie them up, boys, and we'll take them in like Fargo wants. But it sure is hard for me to keep from drilling the both of them.
My head is coming off. Pancho, where are you?
Pancho, here, Cisco.
Oh, it's dark in here. Oh, my hands are tied behind my back.
Si, Pancho's hands tied too, Cisco.
What did we... Oh, now I remember. You were struck down at our camp, amigo.
Where are we now, Cisco?
I do not know where we are, Pancho. My foot is hitting against something. Sounds like a bar of a cell. Hey, we are in a cell, Pancho.
Pancho not like to be tied up in his cell.
I do not like it either. It's beginning daylight, Pancho. Look, up through that window. Sky is quite light.
Pancho not see the window. Pancho lay on his stomach.
We'll see if I can stretch these bonds enough to slip my hands out of them. There's no use. They're too tightly tied.
Pancho try. No, it's too tight.
Somehow we must free ourselves, amigo.
Pancho got a pocket knife in his pocket. Pancho not can get it.
Oh, that is a thought. Perhaps if I can roll myself over close to you, Pancho, like this. Oh, that's not too hard. If I can get a little closer, might be able to reach my fingers in your pocket, Poncho, and get that knife.
See, it's in the pocket near you, Cisco.
It might be easier with my hands behind my back, but I will try.
What's
the matter?
Poncho, tickle
his head. Oh, Tomino. You must get out of here. I'll try again.
Try again.
Poncho, I cannot get that knife. You squirm so. Now, hold still. There. I have the knife. Now, if I can get it open.
Cisco, get it open. Now, you got it.
I will try. I think I... See, I have it, Poncho.
Uh-huh.
Now, if I can get the edge of the blade against the rope that ties you... There. Now, hold still, Poncho.
Easy. It works, Cisco?
If the knife is sharp enough...
It worked. And Poncho, feel one strand of rope give way.
See, and there's another.
Now, Poncho, free yourself. The rope is off now, Cisco.
Bueno. Take the knife and cut me free.
Yeah, I cut you free.
Come on, hurry. Gracias, amigo.
There.
Now we can do something about getting out of here.
Cisco, someone's come.
See, I hear them. Lie down again, Poncho. Exactly as we were before.
Yeah, see, they come with a lantern, Cisco.
If they come in this cell, Poncho, when I give the word, grab them.
See, Poncho, no.
Get up.
By thunder. They ain't come to yet, Red. Let's get them out of here.
What are you going to do with them, Fargo?
I'm going to take them to the polling place, Red. Tied up just as they are. Going to hang a sign on them. Says, these hombres campaign for Vincent. I figure folks will take their hands and be scared enough to vote for our man. Come on, get that door open, Red.
There she is.
Yeah. Hey. You sure must have clipped him.
Now, Poncho!
Things look different, Delano.
Why didn't you look at him close?
Why didn't you?
Fire the floor, face down, both of you. Poncho, fat him.
Poncho, like this. Poncho, Dad. Poncho, see, they got no pocket knife to get away.
Oh, you were going to put us on exhibition at the polling place, were you, Mumpson? That's a very fine idea. Only now it is going to work in reverse.
And they tied tight, Cisco.
Bueno. Before the polls open, we have just time to ask Senorita Vincent to make us a sign and to find a blackboard. Come, Poncho.
Will this sign do, Cisco?
Elect Frank Vincent Scherer. He will drive the bandits out of the county like this. Ha ha! See, Senorita, that is perfect.
Poncho thinks they see that sign all over the place.
But, Cisco, you're not really going to hitch Fargo and Red Alden onto a buckboard, are you?
I most certainly am, Senorita. Ridicule is the surest weapon in the world to win or lose an election.
Cisco's right, Jane. I'm going to be in the driver's seat of that buckboard.
Dad, you can't. You can't get up out of bed.
You would be wise to take your daughter's advice, Senor.
Cisco, I'm feeling fine. That would be the best medicine I could possibly take. Wounds or no wounds, I'm a-riding in the driver's seat.
Poncho, think it's worth seeing, Cisco?
Yeah, it should be, Poncho.
Where did these banditos make the break?
Ah, they were not, amigo. Two of Senor Vincent's men are riding along beside them with rifles. Hey, look, Poncho, here they come. Look at them.
Get along there, Red. Get along, Fargo.
Poncho, something tells me Senor Vincent is as good as elected.
Oh, Cisco, you're wonderful. You're marvelous. You're an angel.
Oh, now, Senorita.
Yes, you are. So are you, Poncho.
Poncho think nobody ever called him an angel before. Poncho go out and see if he can fly. Adios, Senorita.
Oh, Dad's so happy. He got the biggest majority any sheriff ever got.
Oh, I'm very glad for him. I'm glad for you. Well, adios, Senorita. Poncho and I must be on our way now.
Oh, not with just a handshake, Cisco.
Well, that is ample reward for me.
Not as far as I'm concerned. Will you come over here, Cisco?
Si, Senorita. With pleasure.
Cisco.
Oh, señorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Señor Vincent, not the sheriff, no?
Si, he was elected, Pancho.
Oh.
After the election, there was a town meeting, and he was sworn in as sheriff.
How did you do this, Cisco?
Well, at the town meeting, someone makes a motion.
Someone make the motion, Cisco? Oh, that's very dangerous.
Dangerous, amigo?
Uh-huh.
Now, how could it be dangerous to make a motion at a town meeting?
Pancho don't hombre what was shot that way once.
Oh, come now, Pancho. An hombre was shot for making a motion at a town meeting?
Si, Cisco. This hombre gets shot because he make a motion toward his gun.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
So ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Check out the show notes at otrwesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-98-OTRDW. Again, that's 707-986-8739. Tomorrow's going to be an episode of Challenge of the Yukon. Until then, have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.